This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome, everybody, to The Download. Chris Lingbach here with you on Saturday morning, February 9th, 2019, in our nation's capital of Washington, D.C. It's good to be with you today. The Washington Wizards last night. How about that? After just a hell of a week. Hell of a week. You lose John Wall for another, how about a year? A trade Otto Porter, trade Markieff Morris, bring Bobby Portis in, bring in Jabari Parker. And in Portis' first game with the Wizards, he just goes nuts, just goes off. He scored 30 points in 27 minutes off the bench last night. And the Wizards went on to beat the Cavs 119-106. Another good thing to come from last night's game, John Wall spoke to reporters since the news of his ruptured Achilles broke on Tuesday. John Wall explains what really happened. As the Wizards had told us on Tuesday, he slipped and fell at his home. And just to keep you abreast of everything, remember, John Wall, his season basically ended right after Christmas when he announced that he was going to be having surgery on his heel. Now, that surgery was aimed directly at avoiding further injury like, a ruptured Achilles. Lo and behold, all these months later, the story comes out. John Wall slips and falls in his home, rupturing his Achilles, ending his next year of potential basketball. Maybe more, maybe a little less. We don't know right now. The time frame is 11 to 15 months for his recovery, according to the Wizards team doctor. But John Wall last night after the game said, wait a second, but that's not really what happened. I mean, they say I slipped and fell and that's what did it. I'm not so sure. Let's let John Wall explain it. Here's what he had to say after last night's game.
When I took my stitches out and understand I had an infection and getting on antibiotics, I kind of felt like something wasn't going right, something wasn't right. Yeah, I slipped, but I don't feel like that's the main reason, but it is what it is.
Did you know as soon as you fell?
No, not even. That's what I'm saying. That's why I didn't think it was. I mean, they said that's what happened. Maybe they know more than me. I'm not a doctor. I don't know the details of it, but my pain was still the same. I didn't have no discomfort or anything like that. I was still walking. You even see me on the bench at the game. So I didn't know it happened until I woke up and they told me.
What was your reaction when you did hear Achilles, just knowing that was what you were trying to prevent with the?
You never want to hear it, but it is what it is, and kind of glad that it happened now instead of when I'm 4 or 5 months ahead in recovery and then I'm trying to get back to being on the court and it happens then. So it's not like I started my process of getting back, so it's not too much to kind of dwell on.
So that was John Wall after the game last night against the Cavaliers. Again, the Wizards beat the Cavs 119-106. Bobby Portis went off in his first game with the Wizards, 30 points and 27 minutes off the bench. You got to respect John Wall because that's just such a devastating injury. And as a point guard, you know, the Achilles injury, explosiveness is so important to him at his position. He's always been one of the fastest guys, if not the fastest guy in the NBA since he came out of college. And those come from behind, run from behind blocks that he has against the backboards. Those are all because of his explosion, his speed. And you worry with an injury like a ruptured Achilles that he may never get that back. But John Wall was so upbeat there. And that kind of gives you hope right there. Just to hear him, he sounded extremely positive. He even said, Well, I'm glad it happened now as opposed to 5 months from now. I mean, I can't think of a more positive way to approach that situation. So good for him. Good to hear from John Wall. And, oh, by the way, he said that during his time off, he's going to go back to college and finish his degree. So another something great came out of it. That's awesome. Good for John Wall. That's the latest on his injury situation. Let's jump into our top five most read stories from thefandc.com this past week. These are the best stories in DC sports this past week, as determined by you, the listener. I don't decide the outline of this show. You do. I always put that on you. It's not on me. You hold great power. I literally cannot control what I talk about on this show on Saturday mornings. Let's jump into this week's top five.
Number five.
We just mentioned it. The Wizards on Tuesday announced just horrible news that John Wall, while still recovering from that season-ending heel surgery, slipped and fell in his home, rupturing his left Achilles tendon. Wizards coach Scott Brooks was on with the Junkies and sounded just crestfallen to hear the news.
You know, we've had you on for years. Love you. This got to be, like, yesterday had to be your worst day as the coach of the Wizards, right? Is that when you found out about John's injury?
No, actually, I found out about it the day of our last game, that afternoon.
Okay.
Who we play? Atlanta.
Well, it's a bad day.
It was a bad day all the way around.
Right. So
who told you? Yeah. Who called you?
I talked to Ernie in the afternoon.
Okay.
And he told me the news, and it was definitely a punch in the gut. It was, you know, a surprise. I mean, he was on his way and had the surgery and was on his way to the recovery, whatever. I think they said 6 to 8 months or 9 months.
Right.
Just a freak deal, you know, fell, slipped.
Again, that was Scott Brooks on with the Junkies this week. You can hear him every other Wednesday on the Sports Junkies. If the news of John Wall's injury wasn't enough to just crush your soul, this little tidbit from Scott Brooks on what John Wall said after the injury will just shatter what is left of your heart.
Did he tell you how it happened? Did he tell you?
You know what? I never asked, because, you know, I've been hurt many times, and that's the last thing you want to do is continue to go into detail.
Mm-hmm.
I know it happened. It happened, and I'm fortunate it happened. I feel bad for John. That guy loves the game. He competes, plays through everything, and this one he can't play through, and it hurts him. You know, when I did exchange a bunch of text messages, and I felt bad. I mean, he actually apologized. He said, "I'm sorry, Coach," and that hurt me.
Ooh.
And because he knows he wants to be out there. He knows it's hard on all of us that, you know, you're talking about one of the best players in the league and can't play. And like I said earlier, he's never been in this position many times where he can't play through everything. And this one, he's not be able to play through for up to maybe a year.
I mean, that's just brutal right there. I'm sorry, Coach. People forget, and I always try to remind my few listeners, these guys are ultra competitors. They're not like you and me. They're built in a different way. I almost think it's like they're a different species, professional athletes, because they just have a drive, an adrenaline that just doesn't compare to us lesser humans. And John Wall doesn't want to miss the next year recovering from a ruptured Achilles, because that means, in his mind, he's letting his team down for an entire year. So that might help explain why his gut reaction is to apologize for rupturing his Achilles, something that's completely out of his control. That's just gut-wrenching right there. But Scott Brooks stopped short of agreeing with the notion that Wall may never be the same again.
And he's not going to be the same, Scott. It's not like an ACL, which is like a tooth cleaning these days. These guys just come back 100%. They hit the ground running. Achilles injuries are basically catastrophic. You can come back. Some guys do. DeMarcus Cousins is doing it right now, but you're not as explosive. He's a guy that relies on speed and explosion. He's going to have to redefine himself. The John Wall that we have known to grow and love is no longer going to be that guy anymore. It's just not possible.
No, I mean, that's one opinion, but there's then also the other side. The other opinion is that he's still young. Most of these injuries happen in the mid-30s, and then I agree with you on that. Very rarely you can come back. I think there's, you know, Dominic Wilkins came back and was an all-star, but when you're young, yeah, it's definitely different. But I, you know, the only thing that I'm going to continue to encourage John and he's gonna, his group of people around him and our staff is just continue to just focus on the day-to-day recovery. Continue to be, you know, positive and do your job every day, and let the outcome, you know, remain what it is. You know, I one thing about John, he's going to give effort. He's going to be diligent. Unfortunately for John, he's had a couple of these knee surgeries, so he knows how to rehab. He knows how to come back from injuries, and he's going to have to just do it every day. It's going to be a long process, and he's going to need a lot of support from myself, or staff, or organization, the fans, his friends, the everything. But John's, he's tough. The guy is as tough, and he's built for this. He's built to be able to handle this obstacle that's in front of him. And, you know, once he gets through it, he's going to have some tough days and he's going to have some good days. He's just going to have to just keep, you know, piling up those good days.
You know, it's funny. If you want to know about what sort of bond Scott Brooks and John Wall may have, there was a big indicator right at the end of that clip where Scott Brooks says he's going to have some good days, he's going to have some bad days. He just needs to keep piling up those good days. John Wall actually repeated that almost verbatim last night. So that's our fifth most read story of the week from thefandc.com. Hopefully John Wall can keep piling up those good days. Glad to hear that he's got such a positive attitude about the whole thing. When we come back, our top four stories of the week from thefandc.com. You're listening to The Download on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back to The Download. Chris Lingbach here with you for another segment. Just a quick reminder as we come back from break. We're going to close out the show with the good old-fashioned Junkies Rewind. So make sure you stick around through the end of the program all the way up until 8 a.m. Let's pick up where we left off in our top five.
Number four.
This all started on Tuesday when the Philadelphia Eagles exercised the option on Nick Foles' contract, an option that is worth, by the way, $20 million for the 2019 season. Foles immediately responded by buying his way out of his own contract. Listen to this. He essentially leaves $20 million on the table and then pays the Eagles $2 million out of his pocket for his freedom. I can't remember hearing this before the NFL, but apparently it is a thing. He bought himself out of his own contract. Now, the Eagles could still call Foles' bluff by franchise tagging him, okay? But then they'd be on the hook to try to trade Foles before the season, all of which technically violates the good faith, quote-unquote, intention of the franchise tag option altogether, but that is an entirely different can of worms. Anyhow, Stephen A. Smith had some interesting words to say about where Foles should end up. I'm going to try very hard to get all the way through this, but previewing it before the show, it was just a lot of words and a lot of words for the sake of saying words. So we'll see how far we make it into this clip here of Stephen A. Smith.
Where's the best landing spot for him, Stephen A.?
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
The Washington Redskins.
Hey.
Everybody keeps saying Jacksonville. Jacksonville doesn't have that much cap space. I mean, them, Philadelphia, a couple other teams, they're pretty much low on that threshold with some of the deals that they've made. The Washington Redskins did sign Alex Smith to a four-year, $94 million extension. That, on top of the money he was already scheduled to earn, equates to about 5 years, $111 million. Here's the flip side to all of that. Alex Smith, the broken fibula, the broken fibula, that he suffered November 18th against the Houston Texans. The reality is that in the aftermath of that, he had to deal with an infection issue, and the news came out that he may not be ready for 2019. And quite honestly, that his career may actually be in doubt. That was the injury was that nasty. I remember I was in D.C. with some loved ones en route to L.A. And, you know, that was a nasty, nasty injury.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So we don't know if Alex Smith is going to play again, period. We assume he will, and we pray that he will, but we don't know.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, God. Okay, I don't know what him physically being in D.C. en route to L.A. has to do with him being some sort of authority on how gruesome Alex Smith's injury was. I'd also, I guess, be quick to point out that he brings up Alex Smith's massive contract and then just kind of never circles back to explain how the Redskins would actually be able to afford Alex Smith's massive contract and Nick Foles' massive contract. Alas, we go on.
And we definitely know that in all likelihood, he's not scheduled to be ready for the 2019 season. In comes a quarterback who happens to be a Super Bowl champion, someone everybody has speculated should really be the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. Why is that relevant? It's the same division, not just the same conference, the same division. So you've got Nick Foles, who was once in Philadelphia, once threw 27 touchdowns and just two interceptions with Chip Kelly, was exiled for some reason to Jeff Fisher, all right? And obviously his career was going downhill to there, to that point where he actually contemplated retirement, only to resurrect his career by coming back to Philadelphia with Doug Peterson, being a backup, all right?
You see what I mean? How he's just saying words just to say words? It's like he's filling time. He's just filling time. I don't understand how people can listen to that show. Watch that show. Excuse me. Freudian slip. I don't understand how people can listen to this show. He's just there. He has a thought. And he goes, now what words can I fill up the rest of this space with? Here's my thought, and then here are a bunch of words. Now let me come back and summarize my thought. God bless.
Carson Wentz goes down. He leads you to a Super Bowl championship. He plays in a system that he likes. One of the things about divisional opponents, because that's what they measure themselves by first, albeit the Patriots don't think about that because they know they got the AFC East on lock.
Oh, my God, I can't do it. I can't. I'm sorry I tried. For the rest of it, for the full video, head to thefandc.com/Redskins. Search for Stephen A. You'll find it up there. I cannot. I can't take it. I'm sorry. It's just too much. I don't understand. I don't understand how people can sit down and want to watch that show. I just don't. I just don't get it.
Number three.
John Wall, you already know, ruptured his Achilles while already recovering from season-ending heel surgery. The Wizards suffered just a devastating blow. I mean, if there's any one guy you can't lose for a year on the Wizards, it's John Wall. The injury was so devastating that it actually caused the front office to do a complete about-face on their plan to keep the core together, which they had announced only days earlier. Ted Leonsis had said during an interview with WTOP that he had no plans, would not be trading Wall, Beal, or Porter. Well, then John Wall goes and slips and falls in his home, according to the team. Again, we heard at the top of the show audio from John Wall last night. He said he's not really certain that's how the injury happened, but a little matter of details. The Wizards, a day later, did end up trading one of those three gentlemen. His name was Otto Porter. He goes to the Bulls. Markieff Morris also dealt. He goes to the Pelicans. It clears about $27 million off the books for next season for the Wizards. And then they acquired Bobby Portis and Jabari Parker in the process. Wall's new recovery window in this new injury, this new brutal, brutal injury, expected to be between 11 and 15 months. Man, that sounds fast, to be honest, but I don't know anything, so who cares? At the very least, he will probably miss all of next year in the first year of his new contract, which kicks in to pay Wall roughly $38 million next season. He is owed, of course, $169 million over the next 4 years. Nice.
Number two.
Bryce Harper, still a free agent, only days out from the start of spring training, has mastered the art of the cryptic tweet. As Super Bowl 53 wrapped up last Sunday, Harper fired off a one-word tweet, which sent everyone waiting to find out his next team into a tizzy.
One Bryce Harper, though, did go to Twitter, and he tweeted,
"I hate that.
Loading, dot, dot, dot.
Loading."
That's what his tweet was.
That was the whole tweet. So what does that mean? He's loading up his car. He's loading up his bags.
So he's got like sort of a computer that's loading. Like,
we don't know.
There's news.
Loading.
There's news that's about to come, right? We're just expecting it. We're waiting.
Yeah. I guess.
Well, eventually it's going to come. Yeah, but what does that mean? Today? Tomorrow?
Loading. What does that mean?
Carb loading?
You think I know? You think I know what's behind this weird, cryptic, all about me tweet?
That's
the
all it is.
What was the tweet before it?
Super Bowl?
And what was the tweet after it? You don't have it.
Oh, I don't know if there was.
Was that it? Was there more?
The tweet was loading, dot,
that's
dot,
it.
Dot. This
Grabby.
Was 10:05.
Nobody knows what that means.
Sure, you can say that.
Just because you...
You're right. No one's ever heard
I'm
that.
Sure
just you because can. You're a Stern fan doesn't mean yeah. everyone knows
if you
what
to know
means.
If you want to know what's dumped, just Google Nick Manning.
All right. You have to. If you have to Google it, then you don't have
Drabby,
to...
Drabby, did he send this at 10:05 Eastern time or Vegas time?
I think it was during 10 hours ago.
Okay, so it was so during. It was during the game.
I can't believe you said that.
It's so innocuous.
Hey. So what is Bryce Harper doing? Like, anyone wants to hear from Bryce Harper during the Super Bowl?
He's just teasing people, thinking he's a little smarty pants.
I know. Just shut up. No
John
one cares.
Heyman
no
tweeted.
One cares where you're going.
So that is our second most read story of the week, and it all derived from just one word. My, don't tell me we aren't good at this. You can read more about that at thefandc.com. thefandc.com/nationals also works. And please, if you're a Nats fan with spring training just around the corner, please bookmark that page, thefandc.com/nationals. Thank you very much.
And now, the number one most read story of the week on thefandc.com.
In yet another testament, as if we needed any more, to prove the power of the Junks is everlasting 23 years into their glorious career, our top story of the week this week, and my God, is this a behemoth. When I say it's not close, I mean it's like the difference between Republicans and Democrats on funding for Trump's wall. That's how far this is from every other thing on thefantasy.com this past week. Just a juggernaut. And then a giant Gulf of Mexico. in between it and every other story. I mean, just monstrous. A photo gallery went up last week. A celebration of the Junkies with 23 old school picks. You can find it on thesportsjunkies.com. You can click through it and take a walk through history with the Junks as thousands upon thousands of people have already done, and have yourself a time. That is our top story of the week from the fan, DC.com. My God, it is not close. When we come back, we will wrap up the show with some fun. Some fun. We've got a pressing Chris Russell topic I've got to get to. And we haven't checked in on the Soap Brox in quite some time. There was a huge update in that case just on Friday. And then, of course, your favorite segment, my favorite segment of the week, the Junkies Rewind. You're listening to The Download on 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back to The Download. Chris Lingbach here with you for one final segment. The Junkies Rewind, your favorite, my favorite segment of the week, is on the way. Don't you worry. But first, we got to check in on the Soap Brox. Again, the Soap Brox is a 15 minutes per week podcast that Chad Dukes gave to his producer, whom you may have heard of, Brock Lesnar. Brock is, if I could describe Brock very concisely, he is not concise. He can never get to his point. And he says everything in a very long, drawn-out manner, and it's boring. And as he starts to speak, you realize about 15 seconds in that you forgot to pay attention for the last 15 seconds. That's Brock Lesnar as a whole. But then one day, about a month back, my friend Tom Daly, producer for Grant and Danny, stabbed me in the back and pitched an idea to Chad Dukes that Dukes should, as Dukes is kind enough to give me the 2:45 p.m. segment each Friday to promote this show, which I greatly appreciate and greatly need. There's not a lot of help in promoting a show that's at 7 a.m. on a Saturday. Believe me. So that segment I've been doing with Dukes for about a year. I cherish that segment. Tom Daly stabs me in the back and pitches this idea to Dukes that it should be a weekly competition between Brock and his Soap Brox podcast and Blue Shorts, Chris Lingbach, the man you're hearing right now, as to who gets to have that 15-minute plug fest at 2:45 each Friday. I was not a fan of this. I feel like I take a lot of care and effort in planning that segment each week and this show each week, and didn't do anything to deserve to lose it. But lo and behold, here we are a month later, and I have defended my belt time after time after time, week after week after week, and there's an update. There is an update in the competition. Listen in.
What do you got for us today, Shorts?
So I thought last week we didn't get a chance to check in on the Soap Brox because Chris Russell kind of took over the preview segment.
He really did.
So I wanted to check in on the Soap Brox. Of course, you can't hear a new episode for this week on your podcast page because it's not available.
Yeah.
Did you want to comment on that?
Well, I was just told there was a new episode. And so then I went out and said, hey, are you going to preview the Soap Brox for this week? And then I was told by you, there is no new episode. I would just like to be told the truth. Also, anyone that spells though, T-H-O, I think is less smart than me. Just want to make sure that we make that clear.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right.
So I thought we could check in on last week's episode of the Soap Brox.
Refresh everybody's memory what the Soap Brox is.
The Soap Brox is Brock's 15 minutes to shine each week. People can find it on the Chad Dukes versus the World podcast page. Which they can find it at cdvtw.com/audio.
Okay. You're running out of gas already, are you?
No, I'm not. And it's basically Brock's 15 minutes to say whatever he wants to talk about that he would usually reserve for you.
Right.
and bore you to death.
Because this is where this started from, is that Brock follows me around just babbling incoherently in between the commercial breaks, right, before and after the show. And I said, hey, let's take this nervous energy, this pressure of speech that you have, right, and let's put it into a bumbling 15-minute broadcast.
Right. You decided to let him bore your listeners instead.
Right. But it's also a unique opportunity because he gets his thoughts out there and he actually has an audience. And also, it lets me off the hook from having to listen to his inane nonsense.
All right. So if you could play the Don D down cut for me, Landfill. Oof. This is just a quick snapshot of last week's episode of the Soap Rocks.
Many of the world's largest celebrities are famous because of their Instagram or Twitter feeds. Hardly any of them have the name or face recognition of a Don D down of Don of a Don D Don of a Dandy Don D Don. Yes, Don D Don. Dandy Don Meredith. I really wanted to nail that one home.
Nail that one home. That doesn't exist. That's a malapropism. Is that what that's called?
Yeah, malapropism.
Malapropism. That's what that is. That word evades me. If you can't say Dandy Don Meredith, maybe pull out, you know, hit the ejector seat.
Or just edit the podcast.
What about that, Brock? why not?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Better too.
Because Shorts gets to come in here and he does his segment live. He's working without a net, and that was the initial, one of the initial parts of this was that it's a competition. So I record mine live to tape.
The competition is over.
No, see, wow. I was very
also live to tape is not a thing. You've made that up. You've tried to get it over every week. I'm putting a stop to it right now.
Wow, this is huge news.
What?
I didn't realize you were going to break news like this.
The competition's over. They can both exist, but any delusions you had of you replacing him on this segment, you can't say Dandy Don Meredith. Listen to that. You sound like you had a stroke.
I didn't have a stroke.
I know
just
you
very
didn't. That's
excited.
What's so troubling about this.
I was just very excited about talking about the Bud Bowl.
Can you play it one more time, please, Landfill?
Any of them have the name or face recognition of a Dandy Don... of Don... of a Dandy Don D Don. Yes, Don D Don. Dandy Don Meredith. I really wanted to nail that one home.
It takes him so long to get past the experiment. Like, just make the mistake and move on. Act like it didn't happen. That's what they teach you in broadcasting school.
Well, he just wanted to nail that one home.
He nailed it home.
Oh, my God.
The competition is over. The winner clearly established. Over a period of 4 weeks or so, and I banish you, Brock, and your soap rocks into the afterlife, never to be seen or heard from again. Thank you. Lastly, before we get to the Junkies Rewind, I promise it is still coming. I want to address something that is of grave concern to me, and that is Chris Russell in his treatment of one coworker, Aaron Hawksworth, with whom he's been hosting evening shows with on the Fan here. Russell, I'm not sure where he gets this lack of regard for female coworkers, but it's just unacceptable to treat women the way he does Aaron Hawksworth. And I really feel like, if not me, somebody needed to come to her aid, or at least let Russell know that this is no way to speak to a lady. This is what you're about to hear. This is Russell. The word you're about to hear that may sound like another word is D-I-P, dip, dip.
Well, you liked dip, right? So.
I like dips.
You like dips.
Are we getting back to your question?
I'm trying not to be perverted,
and right. It just is not happening
right now. I'm trying to work around this, but sometimes you make it difficult.
Now, Russell there, as you can hear in his tone, obviously battling a full-on rager. Now, what is unfortunate about this situation is that Aaron doesn't have a choice. Russell is making this conscious decision to say uncomfortable things, to take the conversation in an uncomfortable direction. And her only move, her only play is to sit there and deal with it. And that's what I wanted to address today. All she can do is sit there and deal with Russell and his perverted mind. And I frankly think it's disgusting. Sadly, it didn't end there.
They have to be like thick. They have to be long.
You're an idiot right now.
What are you talking about?
Stop
it. I'm talking about poutine.
You think I was born yesterday?
I'm talking about poutine.
Since when has anyone said they like firm fries?
Who doesn't?
There is a thing called consent, Russell, and I'm unfortunately dismayed to see that you're not willing to afford it to your co-host, to your co-worker. She deserves your respect. And she doesn't have to be given it. She should just have it. It should be afforded to her. Because a female employee should be viewed no differently than a male employee. They are just employees. We're all just employees. You understand, Russell? So when you treat your female coworker different than your male coworkers, you see where that starts to kind of become a thing? You see where that, maybe you're straying from the right path there, Russ? She shouldn't have to be subjected to your disgusting tone and your heavy breathing because she's a female, Russ. She's just a person. And she deserves your respect. Although I don't think you deserve hers, to be perfectly frank.
I just need a dip pick now. Yeah.
Ooh.
Just disgusting. Disgusting. I'm sorry, Aaron, on behalf of my fellow male coworker, Chris Russell, who I'm just ashamed. I'm ashamed of. I'm ashamed of him. I'm very sorry.
The Chunkies Rewind on the download.
Hey, speaking of pockets, did you ever get the money from Pete?
Pedro did not pay up on his bet.
Pete's the only one who hadn't paid me.
Pete on sports.
There's
a lot of scuttle behind the scenes that it's hard to get the cash from Pete on sports.
It's a drabby.
Finally happened.
Yeah. Sorry, though. I put up his
Pete's
mic.
Pete's known for broadcasting Navy games and not paying off his bets.
Oh, this is quite an accusation.
Does he owe you money for previous leagues or something?
He's been in every league every year and everything we've ever done, and it's always a little bit hard to get cash from him.
Does he ultimately pay? He seems like a man of integrity.
I think people a lot of times just forget about it and move on.
I don't know if he carries a lot of cash around.
Nobody does. I typically don't.
Right, so I don't think he ever carries cash.
No one thinks about it when they go home.
Right.
Right? And no one's thinking about IOs.
You guys are married just like I am. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can be a little hard to get to the ATM, especially if you don't have one that doesn't charge you a fee nearby. So if I take money out from an ATM that charges a fee, I get a little from that.
Pedro,
his wife yells at him if he takes.
But Pedro, it's $10.
I know, Pete. Come on, man, you're a big silly. You're
I always pay it off. It's just a matter of being able to get to an ATM that's close by.
I thought Pete was going to say that this was
Pete friggin' Medhurst.
I thought Pete was going to get on mic and say this is slanderous. How can he say this?
No, he's blaming his wife.
Pete, go to 7-Eleven, buy a Mountain Dew, and get $10 back.
Yes, and get charged $2.50.
Can you use a debit card?
Get charged a $2.50 fee.
No. What about if you use a I never do this, but don't some people use their debit card and get cash back?
Yes, you can get cash back. No, not at the 7-Eleven or at Giants.
I'll do Pedro a solid. Yeah. I will lend him money to
pay
you.
That's Cates. He's such a nice guy. He wants to smooth it over. Right. This is what Cates did, I think, in his whole childhood. right? He always wants to, people are fighting, he wants to make it good. He's such Correct. A nice guy.
Because he's uncomfortable because it's, you know, been, it's been made uncomfortable.
He's a problem solver. I'm solving
no,
a problem.
No, I don't want to do that because that just creates a problem for you.
I want to say, Pedro, next time
it's $10.
Pedro. Well, no, it enables.
$10 to the four of you guys is nothing. $10 to a guy like me is
Pete,
a lot.
Stop! You're oh my goodness.
So you make like $150,000 a year.
He's
You're crazy, Lurch.
Hey, got a million jobs.
Pedro.
I broadcast games in the Patriot League, not for ESPN.
I know, but all of your jobs together, you're making
good
money.
He's doing fine.
Hey, Pedro, next time you go to Harris Teeter or wherever you go and you use your debit, it
Harris
says
Teeter.
Wherever you go.
One of those where I live.
It'll say, do you want
so
cash back?
We are building
back?
A Royal Farms. We have a Royal Farms opening up next week.
Their fried chicken's delicious.
He could use his debit card and his wife not yell at him.
I'm about to tell him what to do.
All right.
You go to the grocery store.
Whatever it is.
And
whatever
you slide it through that dumb machine, and it'll say, do you want cash back? And you say, yes. And you get $200 back. There you go.
Couldn't do that.
If he does his debit card.
$200 at the grocery store?
Why not? You'll have cash.
Or,
and then you can pay off your bets.
If Pedro, I spend $200 at the grocery store, there's
look,
no chance.
Let's do a three-way deal. Let's do a three-team trade. Because I am into Pedro for Girl Scout cookies. I haven't paid him yet.
Shams, Charnia, reporting.
So then I try to use some of the money, and then Pedro subtracts that from what I owe him.
Right,
how does that work?
All right. I mean,
he's a problem solver.
Washing money and getting the secret fund.
Right?
Doesn't everyone have, like, their own cash source?
No.
Hold on. So you have zero cash that's yours?
Zero cash. It's all one big happy account.
I've never heard of that.
What do you mean? That's how most married couples, I think, operate.
Well, wait a minute.
No,
you're telling me,
Pete,
to the ATM and you took out $60, she's going to know, and she's going to grill you.
She's going to grill him about
15
the fee.
Seconds of that that money coming out of the bank, I would get a text. What did you take $60 out for?
Man.
Oh, just God.
I couldn't live in your house.
We might need to do a whole show investigating this.
Pete.
You can't live like that, Pedro.
Pete Medhurst. You're freaking Pete Medhurst.
Yes.
Did you
I'm
tell
a nobody.
Her that?
Again, I broadcast games of the Patriot League, not ESPN.
You're the voice of the Navy. They're a big silly.
You're a softball umpire.
No, but Pete is a big silly.
You're not helping. I do as a softball umpire.
That's a joke.
No, JP,
but my point
helping.
Is he has like all these
He's
jobs.
Got a million jobs,
and when
of
you
course.
Put them all together, he can get $10 out.
No, but his old lady yells at him.
His wife gets better.
That's the problem.
What's his
wife?
What's your wife's name?
Brenda.
Brenda, she just gets salty.
Brenda grills him.
She's an accountant. She pays all the bills. So if I derail the account by taking a $10 that she hasn't accounted for, that becomes an issue.
What is Brenda's profession?
She's an accountant.
She's an accountant.
That's part of
the right, but does she account all? I mean, again.
So hold on.
She's not going to know if $20
you understand.
Is
the big thing is here. She must be giving Pete. Pete must be on like a
stipend.
Stipend or like a what do you give kids?
Yep.
What do you give kids?
Allowance.
Yeah, kids.
No.
He's on allowance.
What do I have? Look, I'm allowed to buy lunch and all that stuff. I don't have an allowance. I'm allowed to buy lunch if I need it out at all the different jobs.
Well, tell Brenda
What do I have to have money in the bank for when I have a debit card? When you have a debit card, you can buy whatever you need. But debit card is not cash.
But that's my point. You can take the cash back, and she's not going to know how much the lunch was. Just take the money out of the machine.
Well, she's going to say, why'd you have a $200 lunch?
All right, you don't have to take $200. You can take $60. You can take $40.
Then she's going to say, what the hell did you eat for $60?
Why'd you spend $40? She knows my spending habits.
Hey.
So something like that's going to stick out, Jason.
Or you can say this, Pedro. I lost a bet, and I owe Bickle.
Yeah, what if you did that?
Why don't you tell her the truth?
No.
Because you're not a gambler. She knows it's not like you have a gambling
problem. I used to, but not
now. He calls horse racing.
Hold on. You used to have a gambling problem?
Not a gambling problem, but, I mean, I used to bet on horses when I was a lot younger.
Remember, he got Drab and Valdez to buy a horse.
That's true.
Yeah, he's neck deep in the horse game.
So what would happen if you won the pool, Pete? So,
Is he turn it over to her? No,
yeah.
He keeps that as a Subway fund. Go to Subway.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, it's a two-way street.
It doesn't sound like it is.
But how much? I never win. I rarely ever win. I did split the NFL pool with Bickle last year.
Yeah, he did. Right. He did.
Right. All right. Well, listen. Should I take the $10 from Cakes or should I just...
I will bring it to you
Pete.
Monday. I will happily bring it to you Monday since I do have a road game tomorrow, so I'll get some toll money.
There you go.
Oh, my
there you
God.
You know what? We do very well. We're very well compensated.
Yes, you are.
But Pete is crying poor when he has all these jobs.
That's true.
But they don't pay anything, JP.
Okay, but when you add up,
they don't pay anything.
Right, no. When you add up your softball to your government money, to your play-by-play money, to
it
your
still
to your WJFK
to,
money,
it still doesn't add up,
add up to
6 months of what you all make.
All right, well, we're big sellers.
It doesn't matter. Pete can make $1 million a year. He doesn't have access to the money.
Right.
That's
right.
The problem.
That's yeah. The problem.
Drab, he makes enough.
Well, capitalizes it perfectly
yes.
Right
yes.
There.
Yes. Well done, Drab.
Exactly. That
well,
is true.
Even well, if you took the money.
Right, so it's not about cry, so don't cry poor is my point.
Yeah, right. Of
course, well,
yeah.
We don't know.
That's an easy shtick for him. It's
but,
not true.
But Pedro, even if you took the money, you took $60 out of the ATM, and she questions you, well, what is she going to do?
Jason always goes to that.
What's she going to do, divorce you?
I don't live in a silly Van Dyke like you do, Jason.
Van Meter.
Van Meter.
A Dick Van Dyke.
It's a good unintentional zing.
It's a Fitzgerald.
Right.
It's a Larry.
We Fitzgerald home because I'm well compensated because I'm a junkie. Yes.
Oh, I thought Pedro was in there. What? Just to tell her you wanted some cash. I needed some cash.
But I don't need cash. But the again, the logic comes.
Need
why
it.
Do you need yeah. Why right. Do you need cash when you have a debit card? Because a debit card spends just like cash.
It's the war on cash.
The only time I ever need cash is when I got to pay tolls when I'm going on a road.
Listen, I'm with you, but still, you should be able to get some money occasionally. You know, without your wife just attacking you.
She doesn't
here's
attack
the issue.
Me.
Here's the
she
issue.
Doesn't
Pete.
Attack. Let's
here's
she
the
doesn't
issue.
Attack.
I don't want him
Pete.
To answer.
Well, doesn't attack. She just wants. She wants extreme justification for the use of the cash.
Pete, though, here's the issue. Cakes, have you paid EB?
Yes.
Jason, have you paid EB?
Yes.
I've also paid. Drab, have you paid EB?
Yes.
Valdez, have you paid EB?
Yes.
AWOT, have you paid EB?
Yes, and now that I'm talent, I'd like to pay for Pete as well.
Oh, you want to pay for Pete? Big time?
I do have my own weekend show on 106.7 The Fan.
Oh, now.
Can I get one of Chad Duke's pistols, please?
Well done, Pedro.
Chad, you're in a great pickup truck on your way in. Just bring one inside, please.
Could you? Maybe Pete would sit in with you. Pete, would you ever sit in with Adam?
Yeah, I mean, I'd sit in with
silence
anyone.
Was deafening there for a second.
I had to get the regurgitation out of my mouth.
Exactly.
I would never, if someone asked me to sit in, I would be more than happy to sit in. I would never turn down a young broadcaster.
How about this? As a former program director, because you were once a program director.
You could give
director.
Them pointers. You could probably.
I've been a program director twice, as a matter of fact.
What would you have done with a talent that can't be stopped, like Adam Epstein?
You know, I mean, I've heard young broadcasters like Adam Epstein, you know, for several years, and just got to hear some more. Got to hear some more.
There's nothing
so far,
wrong with that.
So far, what he's nose. Attempted to do, so far what he's attempted to do, progress is being made. So
he's got energy. He likes to have fun with it.
Hey, man, anybody can come on the air and yell and scream, rock and roll sports talk, yeah, call me right now. But just don't plant calls, Adam. That's the number one rule. Don't plant calls. Make sure they're natural. Make sure they like you.
Right. Ooh, I love
sure
the
they
advice,
like
he might not have a chance.
Ever planted, do you even know what he's saying? When he says
yeah,
plant
don't
call.
Have your friend call and say they're, you know, James and Reston.
Right.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah, you actually know.
Still doesn't know what a lead is.
Because that stuff gets figured out. When you're talking about one topic and the person calls in and the call screener says, well, we're not talking about that. And then the person says, well, the host told me to call in.
Right.
So that stuff gets figured out pretty easy.
I had to do that back in college. I always had my buddy. I had my buddy Don Schick call me all the time.
Don.
And his name was like Bruce from Fruitland.
From Fruitland?
The Arby's right across the street from Salisbury, right, Jason?
That's right.
All right, hold up. When we come back, we're supposed to do a 920. I know you want to do 5 and 10. I got to get the AWOD update out there. Sorry.
Ugh.
You have to get it.
Ugh.
You have to get it. We'll do that. Don't go anywhere.
The Chunkies Rewind. On the down. Alone.
I got to get out of here. I'll see you guys same time next Saturday at 7 a.m. Please subscribe to the podcast, Overtime on 106.7 The Fan. That's Overtime on 106.7 The Fan on iTunes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.